From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered together with you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth broadcast, originating from the studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries. And this week, our theme is The Heart of Missions is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And yesterday, as we began this study, I laid the foundation for our study by emphasizing that we're living in a time when many individual Christians, as well as many local churches, really are not as interested in missions as they should be. And of course, I mentioned yesterday that that is evidenced by, number one, the lack of emphasis on missions by many churches, number two, the lack of interest in missions by many Christians, and then number three, by the lack of response to missions by many Christians. I want to submit to you today that missions is something that should be number one in the heart and in the mind of the local church and in the heart and the mind of the individual Christian. We need to put missions on top of our budget. We need to put missions on the top of our prayer list. We need to put missionaries in our prayer list so that we might be able to keep them before God's throne of grace. And then I might say, we must consistently, and I believe this, beloved, with all of my heart. Honestly, I believe this with all of my heart, that as Christians, we must consistently say, Lord, would you have me to go to the mission field? May I pause here in our study and ask you that question? Let me put it into a more direct question, which is this. Have you ever said, Lord, would you please send me to the mission field? Have you ever said that? Have you ever asked the Lord, Lord, do you want me to go into missions? And you might say, well, Pastor Gary, you're really starting to meddle right now. Well, maybe I am. But as I read the Bible, beloved, I believe that every Christian should be very interested in missions, in praying for missions, in giving to missions, and even being willing to go to missions. Missions is the heart of God. That's not just found in the New Testament. Now, certainly, as we read the New Testament, we see how missions is elaborated upon through the teaching of the book of the Acts and the teaching of the epistles. As a matter of fact, I've often said that the book of the Acts is the basic key book of the Bible that relates to missions. In fact, I could put it this way, that the book of the Acts is the missionary handbook of the Word of God. But even back in the Old Testament, and even in the Gospels, we see that God had a desire for the heathen to get to know who he is. And that message to proclaim the truth of God to the heathen, to those who are unbelievers, is something that is found throughout the entirety of the Word of God. So missions is something that's near the heart of God. And it should be near your heart and my heart as Christians to the point that consistently we should ask God, Lord, do you want me to go into the mission field? And by the way, when we talk about the mission field, we are talking about any place that there are unsaved people. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ, when he gives the Great Commission, as it's recorded in Acts chapter 1, talks about the various locations where we are to be his witnesses. I'm certain you are familiar with Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where Jesus said, But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. when Jesus talked about Jerusalem there, he was talking about the area right around where we live. And then, of course, when he's talking about Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth, he's talking about the state in which we live, the country in which we live, as well as the world in which we live. The fact of the matter is, as Christians, we are to be witnesses for Christ. We are to be involved in evangelism and missions for Christ everywhere, starting right in our own home. Missions is to be a priority in the life of the Christian. And our theme this week is simply this: the heart of missions is in the gospel of Christ, based upon Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, where Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Now keep in mind, and we'll address this a little bit later on, that when we're talking about the Jew, we are talking about those who are descendants of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And the Greek, or the Gentiles, are those who are not ethnically, as it were, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when the Word of God here says that the gospel came to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, that does not mean that we are to witness to Jews before we witness to Greeks or Gentiles. Basically, it is a reminder that when Jesus Christ came into the world, he, as a Jewish person and as the Messiah for the Jews, came to the Jewish people. But the Jewish people rejected him. And therefore, the gospel message was, as it were, opened up to not only just the Jews, but also to the Greeks, that is, the Gentiles. And we see that brought out for us in John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, where it says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And so when we look at the heart of missions, we must be reminded of the fact that we are talking about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, at this particular point, since we are really 1.5 broadcasts into our study this week, we started yesterday and we're about halfway through this broadcast today, let me give to you a definition of missions. And I think this is very significant, simply because of the fact that I'm convinced that we are living in a time when many Christians, and in fact, many pastors perhaps, and truly many local churches, really do not understand what missions is from the biblical perspective. So let me give you a definition that I've used down through the years. Here it is. Missions is the local church, made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ, being involved in fulfilling the Great Commission through evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. Now, I realize that that's very basic, and certainly when you study missions in a deeper fashion, that simply could be expanded upon quite a bit. But as I study the book of the Acts, I find that that really is a definition that goes along with what is taught there in the book of the Acts, that missions is the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ, being involved in fulfilling the Great Commission through evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. Now, that's what missions is. And the reason why it's important for us to understand that definition is simply because of the fact that we live in a day and age when many people do various things under the guise of missions, and in reality, they are not involved with biblical missions. For instance, you could go to a lot of churches today and ask them, what is missions? And they would talk about the fact, well, missions is going to some foreign field and teaching people how to build fishing ponds, or teaching people how to plant corn, or teaching people how to do good things to enable and to further equip their society for physical gain. Now, there's nothing wrong with those things, but that's not what biblical missions is. Biblical missions is centered around the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is centered around getting out the Great Commission. And remember, in Acts chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks on that Great Commission when it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So, missions is simply this. The local church, made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ, being involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. Based upon the Great Commission, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Beloved, let me ask you today, are you involved in biblical missions? Are you involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries? If you are, you're pleasing the Lord. If you are not, you're sinning against the Lord, because the Lord would have us all to be involved in missions. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.